This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There is a verse in the 25th juz of the Quran, chapter 42, verse 49, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He creates whatever He wishes. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. Some couples are blessed with daughters, others are blessed with sons. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. Or some are blessed with both genders, boys and girls, sons and daughters. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. And some He does not bless them with any children. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. His knowledge is complete, His power is complete. Wathila bin Asqa radiyallahu anhu was a great companion. He says, we take a hint from the verse of the Quran that when Allah highlighted the bounty and the boon and the blessing of offspring and children, Allah commenced with the gender of daughters, female. Allah didn't start off, He blesses them with sons. He said, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. He further said, the ayah releases a hint. Blessed is that woman, and by extension, blessed is that couple whose firstborn, whose new baby is a daughter. Subhanallah.